Hi, welcome to James Miller Lifeology. We learn to simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. My name is James Miller. I'm a licensed psychotherapist and a composer. Thank you so much for joining with us today. Let's get started. I really wanted to take a quick second just to thank all of you who continually support and listen to James Miller Lifeology Radio. It has been such an exciting adventure for me. There are so many amazing things that are happening over here that I definitely want to share with you. So for the next few months, every person who signs up for my free newsletter will be entered into a drawing. In this monthly drawing, whomever wins will win a free 30-minute Skype call with me, James Miller. I will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. So go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and sign up for my free newsletter there. Who knows, maybe you will be the lucky winner. So sign up today. Did you know that on jamesmillerlifeology.com, you can enroll in the academy I created for listeners just like you? I've created courses you may take at your own pace, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Enroll in one of the classes today. I have a great show for you today. I'm going to help you develop your perfect lifestyle. I'll also be interviewing Eric Hicks and Liz LaRocque, life coaches and authors who encourage their clients to live a freedom lifestyle. To find out more information about Liz and Eric, please visit whichwaydown.com. You may also purchase their book, Midlife Dreamers in the Wind, Strategies for Manifesting a Freedom Lifestyle with More Adventure, Purpose, and Passion on Amazon or at jamesmillerlifeology.com. I have some exciting news. Did you know that I'm on the radio 3 times a week? You may hear me on the same station on Tuesdays at 1:30 p.m., Fridays at 9:30 a.m., and Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. You may also hear me on iHeartRadio, as well as on all the other major podcasting platforms, such as iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and many others. Simply search for the show name, James Miller Lifeology. You all know me as a psychotherapist, but some of you may not yet know me as a composer. I currently have 2 albums which have been released. Think of both albums like books. Each original composition is written like a chapter in a book. The first album, Consolation, explores a character's grief and loss. And just like in any book, the story explores a character's heartache and eventually he finds healing and hope. The second album, Restoration, explores a character's personal development. He has an awakening, and in that awakening, he recognizes all the things in his life which aren't healthy, and it helps him come to a place of restoration, being restored to something greater than before. You may purchase both albums on iTunes or any other digital music store. The names of the albums are Consolation and Restoration, and my stage name is James S. Miller. The name of the piece you're currently hearing is from the first album, Consolation, entitled Uncertainty. A quick example of one of the courses you'll find in the Academy entitled When All Hell Breaks Loose. We've all experienced those times when nothing seems to go right. This class will specifically train you how to process the event, regroup, and use what was thought as a stumbling block and turn it into a stepping stone. Enroll in the class today. A group of alumni, highly established in their careers, got together to visit their old university professor. Conversation soon turned into complaints about stress and work and life. Offering his guest coffee, the professor went into the kitchen and returned with a large pot of coffee and an assortment of cups, porcelain, plastic, glass, and crystal. Some plain looking, some expensive, some exquisite, telling them to help themselves to the coffee. When all the students had a cup of coffee in hand, the professor said, "If you noticed, all the nice looking expensive cups have been taken up, leaving behind the plain and cheap ones. While it's normal for you to want only the best for yourself, that is a source of your problems and stress. Be assured that the cup itself adds no quality to the coffee. In most cases, it's just more expensive, and in some cases, even hides what we drink. What all of you really wanted was coffee, not the cup. But you consciously went for the best cups, and then you began eyeing each other's cups. Now consider this, life is the coffee. The jobs, money, and positions in society are the cups. They are just tools to hold and contain life. And the type of cup we have does not define nor change the quality of life we live. Sometimes by concentrating only on the cup, we fail to enjoy the coffee. Savor the coffee, not the cups. The happiest people don't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. Live simply, live generously, care deeply, speak kindly." Your perfect lifestyle. Years ago, there was a show that was called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I remember as a young boy watching that and being blown away and thinking, oh my gosh, I can't believe people live like that. And of course, as I've grown older, I've understood how the world works a little bit differently and understood that your dreams can come true. The concept of a perfect lifestyle or a lifestyle that's tailored to your life sometimes can be elusive. Sometimes we think there's no way my life could change. As children, we are often taught you go to school and then you get a job and you work that job for the rest of your life. And years ago, that made sense. But now, as technology has advanced, it is possible for people to strike out on their own and to do more things than perhaps our forefathers were able to do. When you look at quality of life, it's important to really analyze what that is. Some people use the metrics of success as finances, and I totally understand that. But when you look at the bigger elements of your life, you may realize that there's more to life than what you want than simply finances. I know some people who commute to work 1 hour each way, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you find that you don't have as much time to do things that you really enjoy, then perhaps it's unbalanced. Perhaps that perfect lifestyle could be still in that same job, but the removal of your commute. Or perhaps that you find that some of your hobbies that you have in life, you're not able to do as much because other areas of your life are causing you to have to reprioritize. So the great thing about your perfect lifestyle is you can look at the quality of life you have and just simply ask yourself, if I was able to do more of something, what would I do? And as you start to flesh that out, you may realize that it is possible to create your perfect lifestyle. Doesn't mean you have to get a whole new job or change up your life, but if you can make minor tweaks, you might be surprised of how that looks. But of course, there are other people who want to make a drastic change in their life. I once heard it said, the bigger your dreams, the bigger the risks are. And there's no right or wrong way to do that. But if you really want to make a drastic change in your life, of course, it always comes with research. The more research you have, the more success you're going to create for yourself. But the biggest way to determine how you want your life to change is to really analyze your quality of life. What areas do you want to see more of? What areas do you want to see less of? What are your hobbies? How can you do more of them? How can you create a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy, a sense of peace? And you get to determine what that looks like. But today I really want to encourage you that regardless of how overwhelming it may seem to perhaps create a perfect lifestyle, it starts with a thought, and that thought develops a plan. And that plan develops an action. And pretty soon, you're living your perfect lifestyle. Your quality of life is a beautiful gift you can give yourself. My guests today, Eric and Liz, are life coaches and authors who talk about this. They explain to you how you can really identify and create your own perfect lifestyle. But it is important for you to start to think about your quality of life. And once that's in the forefront of your mind, then your life will drastically change.
Do you feel frustrated and totally confused when it comes to dressing? Do you have a closet full of clothes, yet still nothing to wear? Hi everyone, I'm Liana Shauli, the founder of Image Therapist International, and for over 25 years, I've mentored everyone from celebrities to CEOs in matters of their personal style. And celebrities, believe it or not, are really frustrated, just like you. Anyone can learn personal style. You just need to know what system is and how to apply that to your body. Most people have absolutely no idea that dressing is a learnable skill, which can totally transform your life. That's why I created the process of image therapy. We undress your spirit so we get to dress your body. You don't need to be famous to benefit from this powerful process. Just be open to learning, because transformation happens from the inside out as you learn to use your closet like a toolbox for your empowerment. And to start your personal style exploration and to receive this beautiful gift that I have for you of your own image blueprint, please join me today at betheoffer.com.
Did you know that I have a YouTube channel? That's actually how Lifeology started. I have well over 150 episodes that I've created specifically for you. I do know many people struggle with listening to a full 30-minute show, so these YouTube episodes are about 3 minutes long. Each episode teaches you one simple lesson that you can practice daily, which will help you simplify and transform your spirit, mind, and body. Simply go to my website, jamesmillerlifeology.com, and subscribe to my YouTube channel there, or go to youtube.com and search for my name, James Miller Lifeology. Eric and Liz are midlife dreamers who wanted more out of life than just working for possessions. So they devised a plan to create a freedom lifestyle. Ultimately, they moved from California to the Czech Republic and would do it again in a heartbeat. Their book, Midlife Dreamers in the Wind, Strategies for Manifesting a Freedom Lifestyle with More Adventure, Purpose, and Passion. It's a true story of the transformational journey. It also provides practical strategies anybody can use to transform their mundane life to one with more adventure, purpose, and passion. Welcome to my show, you two.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. We're glad to be here.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I'm really looking forward to having this topic. I think it's a really relevant topic because so many people nowadays are just disgruntled with the formula that we're always taught. For most people, they go to university, they get a job, and they stay in that job forever until they retire, and then what? So I think this is going to be really relevant for my listeners as you encourage these people to help them find their own freedom lifestyle.
Yeah, excellent. We're looking forward to it.
Good. What were the things that you both realized in your own life? Because you have different careers. What was it that happened in your own life that said, you know what? We want to make a change. We're tired of the minutiae of life?
For me, it was, as it's stated in my book, I was a litigation attorney for 16 years. So a high stress job. Mm-hmm. But I did spend a lot of time at my desk, really, you know, working hard. I had a corner office with a wonderful view, but I was actually just watching the world go by as I was sitting at my desk. So for me, it was just this feeling that I just could not go. I couldn't envision myself going another year or even another month just sitting there, feeling like life is passing me by. I mean, we had a great life, but there was just something missing, like the actual living the life and enjoying it and having like a real purposeful, meaningful kind of interaction in the world.
Well, I think it's also the participation of life. We can be in life, but we're not participating in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it was very similar. I felt, I've been in my particular career field for about 30 years. I've done pretty much what there is to do with it. And, day-to-day life had become very routine. And yet there was something that has been for many years calling me out in the world. Part of it has been there was a passion to, go out in the world and experience different cultures and try living in different environments. I've been called out into the world, and I wasn't doing that. The other piece is that I have some passions for certain causes. I have an interest in public health, and I had dreamed of the possibility of going, doing some global health work and some volunteer work in various countries. I wasn't doing any of that. I was just doing what I needed to do to survive and not really taking any concrete steps to step out into the world doing something interesting.
Wow. And I think upon reflection now, I'm sure even as you're talking about that today, you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm actually living a life I've always wanted to live.
Yes, well, we're certainly moving in that direction more and more.
That's wonderful. What was the actual episode or situation where you both looked at each other and says, we don't want this life anymore?
Well, believe it or not, it was my wife. I had pretty much assumed that, it's okay to have all these dreams, but, I have a wife and I have children and I need to, do what I have to do to make a living. And actually it was my wife who's has a lot of, desire to really do something adventurous and challenging and really push herself that said that, there's something missing. I can't take the routine of our life. I want to go travel around the world. Are you up for it? Let's find a way to make it happen. Let's, even if we have to leave our jobs and find another way to make a living, let's go out in the world and make it happen. So I looked at her with shock on my face and
sure.
Said, well, why don't you tell me about that like a few years back? I'm ready to go tonight. So anyway, that's how it started.
Wow. And so, Liz, you say this and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, this is real. We're really doing this. How is that for you to have that, the excitement of that, like, wow, our life is really about to change?
Well, it was amazing once we had decided, but of course it was still scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a lot of conversations and, are we really doing this? Because we're giving up potentially a lot.
Yeah.
And taking risks, things are going to change. But once we had actually said, let's do this, there is no way to go back, because then you're looking at a lifetime of regret, like, should I have, what could have been, whatever. So once we kind of made that decision, it's like, I'm scared as heck, but we need to do it. Let's go forward.
And I'm glad you had each other to really encourage each other, that's time. Because sometimes I think when people don't have that support group, it's easy for people to fall back on what they know, and what they know is comfortable, what they know is safe. And making this huge change, this freedom lifestyle, is something that they're not really, there's no baseline for it, because it's totally new for you.
Well, that's key, if I may comment.
Sure.
I know for me, I think we've touched on it in the book, but we really haven't expressed the depth of what this whole experience of making this transition is been like for us as partners. It's just plain more fun to have somebody to share these experiences with. You travel to these various places and you have somebody to point out and say, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that interesting? Well, that looks a little bit insane over there. Maybe we'll go in the other direction. You know, but the point is to have someone to laugh with and to share those experiences with, especially someone obviously that you love and care for deeply. Mm-hmm. It makes the experience that much more rich, and you are growing not only because of your personal transformation as you face these challenges and you take on these new experiences that you don't know what to expect, but you are also growing as a couple because your roles change as you make these transitions. And we can talk more about that, but there, our roles changed in making this transition. So it causes a lot of things for you to work out as a couple as well. And it's just been a great experience.
You know, that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that. You're right. The roles you would change would have to change because you're no longer doing what you've always known. And so you do get to learn and grow and experience so many new things. So what a great point that you both bring up as far as how relationships are going to change over time. That's brilliant. Let's actually jump right into the book itself. So Midlife Dreamers and the Wind, Strategies for Manifesting a Freedom Lifestyle with More Adventure, Purpose, and Passion. Is this book specifically about your story, or is it more of a helps the reader really find their own purpose and passion?
Well, I think we use our life as an example, but throughout the book, we try to put in reminders to let people know that although we're telling our story and what we did and what strategies we did, a lot of it is to stimulate people thinking. Mm-hmm. Because first of all, what is a freedom lifestyle? Well, that is different for different people.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so for us, a freedom lifestyle involved a deep, passionate desire to do world travel, to explore different cultures, to explore what it means to be a world citizen. And in order to do that, one of the things that we're working very diligently on is how to create a location-independent life, meaning how do you earn an income and sustain yourself as you're going through these transition in a manner that you can earn that income most places in the world and not be tied down to a specific office or location. So to make that move is for us has not been a quick move. It has been a progressive transition, and in any cases, you know, that's freedom lifestyle for us. But freedom lifestyle for someone else might be to be able to spend more time with the children and to ride an RV across the country and to do various other kinds of things. So we do point those kinds of things out in the book, and we say, well, this is what freedom lifestyle means to us, and this is how we developed a plan to execute it over time, and these are some of the stumbling blocks that we came across in doing it. As we talk about some of those kinds of things, you might want to think about other things that would be applicable in your life. So we do remind folks to do that throughout the book, I think.
Well, you can tell you put a lot of thought and energy into it, because I think most people who write a book, it's more biased as far as these are the steps, this is what it is, this is what you should do. But I really like how you allow the reader to create their own version or their own connotation of what a freedom lifestyle is, because I do think that some people's are not going to be as extreme as others, but that freedom component of the connotation of that word has so many different meanings to multiple people. So I think it's, it can give kudos to you both for really putting that much thought and energy into it. You know, on a personal note, real quickly, for me, I'm actually freedom, or I guess location independent myself. I left the Washington, D.C. area. I had a very successful practice up there, and I came down to West Palm Beach, Florida. And my whole concept of doing what I'm doing with this show was to be location independent. I wanted to be able to do it wherever I wanted to. As long as I had a Wi-Fi connection, I could do this. But I think it's very exciting once you do it. Like you said before, it's totally scary because you're thinking, oh my gosh, what am I doing? But the whole concept of then is how do you monetize that? And I think that's such... it's such a niche that you guys are definitely helping people understand what that is as far as how to monetize that freedom lifestyle. But I think once people can get beyond that initial fear factor like you both did, and once you're in it, then it's like, oh my gosh, this is much more enjoyable than I ever could have imagined.
Yeah, for sure. But I think the reality of life, as you're kind of pointing out, is you do, even with a freedom lifestyle, you need to make money. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you can't just, you know, quit your job and go travel the world if you don't have resources. So, you know, we try to point out there's different ways to either, you know, look at resources that you have, not necessarily just money, or look into, you know, creating new resources or new income.
Well, let's talk specifically more about that, because you share steps of how people can let go of possessions, leveraging opportunities, and creating multiple streams of income. Can you give us some of those examples of how you help people do that?
For us, the first step really was downsizing, and I've talked to a lot of people in our age group who are looking to downsize. Part of their freedom lifestyle is getting rid of a lot of the stuff that's sort of holding us all back, because we're working for our possessions.
Mm-hmm. Really, you know, working for things, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So so we put in the book the strategies to really start letting go of your possessions. And like, it's a four-step plan, so you can just basically follow the plan and start really lightening your load. And I think that is the first step, really, to start to move in the right direction to creating this freedom lifestyle. And it's probably, at least in the beginning, one of the easiest steps, although towards the end, I think it becomes more difficult to let go of, you know, real personal possessions mm-hmm. that you want to hang on to, because we all have those attachments. But
what also symbolizes something as well, it symbolizes letting go of that life. And that in itself, it can be so overwhelming, because that, once again, that's comfortable. It's what we know.
Well, yeah. And don't we all hang on to, you know, like objects from, you know, memories of our parents or our grandparents or our kids and our, you know, childhood. And, you know, it just collects and collects and collects. And it ends up being burdensome. Mm-hmm. At some point, you know, not just like a fond memory, it's an actual burden.
Well, I just wanted to add as well that, you know, the downsizing piece is a big part of the book, but to speak to some other aspects that I think you were alluding to in your question, I wanted to say that at a high level, philosophically, what we're saying in the book is reduce your overhead. So downsizing mm-hmm. is not only talking about, you know, reducing your possessions so that you feel lighter and you are not tied down, but requiring less. It also, downsizing also means, you know, getting on a budget, paying off your debt, you know, doing things that you can do so that you do not require so much money as you're trying to be mobile and moving around. The other thing is, leveraging resources that you have in your life. There are many resources on your job, in school, in your volunteer agencies, creative activities and communities that you belong to that you may be able to leverage to get experiential opportunity, which mm-hmm. may lead to some other things or different ways of earning income that are not as structured as an office-based job. But one of the pieces that I think speaks to what you were asking about is we talk about generating new assets. So a couple of the things that we're talking about is basically entrepreneurship and investments specifically in the area of passive income. So mm-hmm. we're definitely not financial experts, and we didn't do anything near a comprehensive review of passive income investments and entrepreneurial endeavors. But what we were talking about is that we believe in these strategies. Everybody wants those strategies, and we're trying to implement them the best way that we know how. So our book is owned by our company, Which Way Is Down Incorporated. And our company is a company that is designed to be location independent, and we're slowly building it. It is basically an educational services company. We are coaches. We are we're writers. We are providing people with you know, information on how they can pursue this transition, and we can provide coaching services for those that may be interested in a little more one-on-one. We also would potentially be building some e-courses online. But our business is set up to be a location-independent business that we're building slowly but surely.
That's awesome.
And the other piece is that we're interested in real estate investment. We're still working on finding the right kinds of real estate investments that would allow us to remain on the road and be independent and not have to stay there and manage it as much. But we allude to other types of passive income investments. So it's nothing. It's not rocket science that people haven't heard of already. But we talk about you have to start looking at how you can build assets and start working in that direction so that you are not dependent completely on a 9-to-5 job.
Correct.
And lastly, in terms of just getting creative and how you can do this transition and strategies and that type of thing, my wife and I were both professionals with a 9-to-5 job. But back to the partnership piece, as it relates to this, we decided that we would make this transition by me leveraging the potential for a job transfer. So I had I'm doing similar work, but for a group in Prague instead of the group in California that I used to work with before. And by doing that, we were able to get assistance from the company to help us move, alleviating a number of the expenses associated with making a move of this type.
Yes.
And I'm continuing to work now, and I work on our business part-time. My wife left her position. She works on our business full-time and does other creative endeavors to earn money in a location-independent way, and she took up dancing, and so she's doing things that is more that she's more passionate about.
Yeah.
So you can do that too. You can split the responsibility to make a living.
That's great. You know, and I really like this as well, because as I was thinking this, I think sometimes people think location independent or freedom lifestyle. I think sometimes people think you just don't work, or that just means early retirement. And for some people it might, but I really like to hear that you both are still growing and developing as a person, and what may have made sense for you years ago in your corporate world. Now you're doing that, still making the income, you're still working, you're still growing and thriving, but you're doing it in a way that's on your terms as opposed to doing what maybe the corporate world may say. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that, but for you, it was different. So I really like to hear, maybe it's just obvious to everyone else, but I really liked hearing this, that it's not working. It's just simply figuring out a way that makes it so that what is your priorities have shifted. Your priorities to live life and participate in life, like we said earlier, is much more at the forefront as opposed to, like Liz said earlier, working for things.
Exactly. And I will just add that what we're doing is downshifting. And so downshifting is not as extreme as per se making a dramatic change where we both quit our jobs and we both, you know, go in, all in on one particular adventure. We're basically making adjustments with the goal of ending up where we want to be, but doing it in a way that allows us to make this transition with a little more ease and grace, so to speak. So
yeah,
that's what we're doing. So that works for us.
That's wonderful. How is this book really helping people think of things differently?
It basically will encourage people to, first of all, realize that there is such a thing as a freedom lifestyle. Some people told me they hadn't thought about such a thing as a freedom lifestyle. They hadn't heard about such a thing like a freedom lifestyle. And so it makes, I'm hoping that it encourages people to think about how might their life be different? How might their life be even better than it is? Is there something missing from their life in terms of the way they live and the way they make a living that they feel needs to be changed? Is more freedom, is more adventure and more passion something that is an issue for them? So starting with thinking about that fundamental question, because for us, we went through a whole head spinning period of time where we were like, something's a little off, but I'm not really sure what it is. We got a great life. We're here in California. Yeah. We got jobs. We got cars. We got family. Everything's beautiful. We must be crazy. And so it's okay for people to think about how can your life be even better, number one. Number two, if you figure out what is missing and how you and that there is a change to be made, then how do you get there? So it talks about a strategic plan that we developed that we hope considered most of the important pieces. So it gives a person structure. Like when we coach, we have to talk about, well, what is it you're seeking? And what are your goals? And how do you plan to get there? What have you done so far? What's standing in the way from getting to there? Have you lined everything up? You know, how do you envision your future? So I think it stimulates thought in those areas, and it gives people some watch outs. Oh, this is some stuff we plan to do, didn't work out quite the way that we did. So it shows people that it's okay to make mistakes and not know all the answers.
That's very true. Eric and Liz, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on my show. If my listeners would like to find out more information about you, about your company, because I definitely want them to check out that as well, but also purchase your book, Midlife Dreamers in the Wind, Strategies for Manifesting a Freedom Lifestyle with More Adventure, Purpose, and Passion. Where may they find all this information online?
Well, our company is whichwaydown.com, whichwaydown.com, and our book is sold online at Amazon, BarnesandNobles.com, by the publisher itself, which is Outskirts Press. So they can find it most places online.
Wonderful. So what I'm going to do is I'm also going to put your book, Midlife Dreamers in the Wind, on my storefront, jamesmillerlifeology.com. So if my listeners aren't able to find it any other place, just simply go to my website and you can purchase there as well. Eric and Liz, thank you so much for being a guest on my show today. It was an absolute pleasure getting to talk with you today.
Thank you,
likewise,
James.
Take care and all the best to you and your listeners.
Thank you. I also want to thank you, my listener, for joining with me today. Please subscribe to this radio show through whichever portal you joined with me. Also, please go to my website where you may sign up for my newsletter, enroll in the Lifeology Academy, watch my YouTube episodes, and read all the articles I've written just for you. If you'd like to become a guest or advertise on my show, simply visit jamesmillerlifeology.com. You may also follow me on all social media platforms under the name James Miller Lifeology, except for Twitter, which is James M. Lifeology. Have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking with you very soon.